Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beat Buzzing with you today, talking about a PR battle that's going to be tough to win. Back on that in just a moment.
Think we'll get to go to the game tomorrow, Dad?
Depends. We need at least half the day to herd these cattle through the chute and deworm them, then the fence needs fixing, and that tractor.
Let's save half a day and switch our regular range cubes with Safeguard Cattle Dewormer cubes.
Yeah?
Yeah. The cattle eat the Safeguard, and Safeguard kills the worms. Brown stomach worm, puparia, all the worms other products could leave behind. In one feeding, too.
So how do you know all this?
It's the information age, Dad. I got it on my smartphone, see?
Huh. Looks like Safeguard will give us a few extra hours in the day.
Maybe Safeguard scores me the keys to drive to the game, huh?
So that's your plan. Okay, smart guy. Drive to the store for those Safeguard cubes first, then we'll see about the game.
Think strategically. Act decisively. Talk to your local animal health provider or veterinarian about Safeguard Cattle Dewormer from Merck Animal Health today. Or visit safeguardcattle.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Both hands on the wheel, 10-2.
Over this last weekend, we had the opportunity to cover the 135th annual convention of the Texas Southwestern Cattle Raisers Association. Heard from several beef industry leaders, including Bill Rupp, CEO of JBS Beef Division here in the United States. He says this current controversy that we're facing, called pink slime, is a public relations nightmare.
I think it's a time that should scare the heck out of all of us. To me, as you look at this, it's been an emotional topic, probably emotional because of a lack of knowledge on the part of the consumer. It's been alarming at how quickly social media can move a topic through the marketplace or through the news place. And I guess I was in Sioux City this week when they did the news conference with the governors. And the interesting thing to me was I sat there for an hour and listened to each of the governors talk and listened to the media ask questions and tried to just sit back and take it all in and just be an observer. And the next morning I got up early and I started with the local media and I read how they reported it, and then I took it on out and I read how national media reported it. And I didn't find anyone that reported it inaccurately. They all reported the facts. But the observation was, is they all selectively reported the facts. And that selective reporting ended up in, you could read many, many different stories on what occurred in the room during that hour. And to me, that's the scary thing, because I think most consumers look to the media as being fair and balanced. And clearly, when there's a selective bias to how you report something, you can tell any story you want to tell. And so to get to your question, that's the challenge that faces us, is we can go out and educate on the facts, or we can rely on government approvals and government authority, but in the way that it gets reported, that's not gonna keep us out of the frying pan.
CEO of the JBS Beef Division in the U.S., Bill Rupp, he and other folks on the Texas Southwestern Cattle Raiser Convention program in Fort Worth over the weekend expressing some disappointment in how Wendy's kind of threw the rest of the beef industry under the bus in a full-page ad where they basically tried to assign blame to everybody else, saying, no, not us. We've never used pink slime and we never will. For several beef industry leaders, nobody wins when that type of advertising is being thrown out to consumers to consider. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Neighbors, join us noontime Saturday, April 7th at Ratcliffe Ranch's Vanita, Oklahoma for our annual spring right off the ranch production and commercial female sale. Selling nearly 60 ranch ready Angus and Sim Angus bulls, Cyber Grassmaster, Steel Force, and Upgrade. Also selling 500 plus functional commercial Angus Sim Angus females. Visit www.ratclifferanches.com for sale video and catalog and information. Call 918-244-8025 for details as well. Genetics you can build a herd on at Ratcliffe Ranches. That's your Beef Buzz. Have a great day. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.